Welcome to King James Seminary Chapel. Today's message is entitled Degenerative Christianity, and we will be looking at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Hear the word of the Lord. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. Those of the 22nd century America may indeed look back and wonder whatever happened to those who used to be called Christians. There may be little evidence left as to their actual existence, such as old buildings that were turned into historic monuments and museums, rare old decaying books that gather dust on the shelves that no one has or will take the time to read, and perhaps a slim mention of Christianity still exists in the rewritten history books of America. 22nd century America just may not have time for such quaint beliefs as a spiritual God, but be more interested in their own self-centered, self-seeking, materialistic reality. By this time, most remnants of a once rich and deep Christian heritage may have been cleanly wiped away from the view of all future generations. This, of course, would mean that future generations in America will be ignorant of the truth that can set them free. All known existing churches in the future may only produce state-approved lessons and messages that conform to state standards. Real Christianity may be as taboo as any other perceived deviant behavior. So, if those during that time may bother to look back, what would they see in our century? How did they get there? The answer is found in the term degenerative Christianity. Now, this is not true of true Christianity found in the Scripture, but is a departure from it, an apostasy that we must all become aware of. It is as if the great body of American Christianity is fallen and is helpless to stand back up on its feet. Helpless, it must lie there and suffer a slow, diseased, degenerative death. This isn't just any death, but a horrible death in the which parts of the body stink and rot off as in leprosy. All of this can be observed by the world, and the visible church is therefore shunned as in any quarantine. So, what caused the fall? Where did the disease come from? And is there a cure? Let's start with the cause of the fall. The answer must be that it was caused by a departure from God's word as seen in Genesis chapter 3. When man did not obey God and departed from God's own commandment, he fell. Now this would mean that American churches, though in a state of denial, they have departed from God's word. The proof is in the evidence that points to this fact. Many large churches that appear on television and are heard on the radio, and unfortunately many local churches, are not more than just personality cults. The people gather to hear their favorite speaker tell them heartwarming stories, give them life lessons, and advice of much profound wisdom. The listener is always assured that all of this is based on sound biblical principles. However, what is left out is sound teaching straight out of the Word of God. The mass of people seem to be no longer interested in teachings of the Bible, but more in what someone says about the Bible. Now, quite often this dominant personality that dictates God's message to his adoring audience, and this message is thought to come by direct inspiration from God to him. Now, he is in his own mind, unfortunately, in his own mind, he is invincible and untouchable. He may think of himself as above reproof, above correction, and above rebuke. Now, this idea comes about because he views himself as far above the crowd of the masses in his own view and cannot be approached with the truth unless God himself brings it to him directly by revelation and by personal inspiration. These men set up stone walls about themselves as a fortress in which they may hide. These are little apostates with big egos. The man no one can reprove or correct is nothing but a stone-walled, self-righteous, hard-hearted heretic. We find these men in charge of many, many churches that are leading the way in the fall. These are every bit as bad as the spiritual leaders who are educated beyond usefulness. They think of themselves as so educated that they are the authority, not God's word. They are the judges of God's word. They will tell you what God's word is. These quite often are what can be termed as Bible correctors. Many proclaim to know more than the very apostles themselves. They will be happy to tell you what the Word of God and their authoritative view is. Since the general masses of people don't want to learn about the things of God, they have no idea that all of this is headed downward. The sense of direction can only be used when there is a stationary object in view. Now, the navigators of ships who navigated the Atlantic Ocean, they used this principle in times past by using the North Star. The faithful Christians in time past used the unchangeable Word of God because it was unmovable. Now, all of that has been set aside. Not even the Word of God is printed these days in modern language with a sense of surety, but has footnotes of doubt written on each page so that many of the uneducated masses have no idea of what the truth really is. Without the clear Word of God being taught and available, victorious Christian living becomes obscure. So we see that the fall was caused by the departure from the Word of God and its sound teachings. Now, if American Christianity is fallen and sick, where did this sickness come from? Now, the answer must be from God. We must face the repercussions of our actions, even if we don't know or don't understand what we are doing or what is going on. There is no reward for willful ignorance. Willful ignorance leads to self-destruction. There is no reward in glory for ignorance. There is no special crown. Unknowingly, this is the chosen degenerative path of the many in America, to remain ignorant. One can only make right decisions when one has all of the facts. If you haven't bothered to study God's Word and grow thereby, how would you know the facts? So, if the people of God are not taught God's Word, how can they teach others? What of future generations? Those who feign direct instruction from God and brag about not being taught by man are liars, since they have been taught all their lives by man. They would still be in diapers if untaught. They would not even know their ABCs. But maybe some of them are still in spiritual diapers. So to the so-called scholar, who is his own authority. Here we have our modern 21st century spiritual leaders, few of which have willingly bowed to the Word of God, but are renegade authorities unto themselves. Now, the cure to all this, to the sickness, the disease, to the fall, is repentance and faith. Unless we turn back to God and His Word, we are the ones who will have worshipped the unknown God of the future America. His Word must be studied by all and hidden in the heart for an obedience pleasing to God. A heart that isn't controlled by a mind stayed on Him is a heart that is going astray. If we are to have a future and have a faith to be handed to the next generation, we must stop the downward movement that leads away from the teachings of sound doctrine and away from the daily yielding of the mind and will to Him, and a sincere faith in Him as the Lord of glory, as 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 teaches. Always be ready to preach God's Word. Be always instant in season and out of season, even when it doesn't seem convenient. We are to exhort and rebuke in sound doctrine. May we not be afraid or ashamed to do that today. May the Lord find us faithful at His return. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this day and for Your Word. We pray that it will lead us into the paths of righteousness. Give us a willing heart and an open mind to Thy Word. Teach us, O Lord, we pray in Your name. Amen.